What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Janet Singh is the reason why Kamala Harris is so dangerous to the future of America. Now, as you guys know by now, there's some pooja out there by the name of Janet Singh who wrote an article about me and MGTOW TV about a little bit over 2 years ago. She said a lot of things that were untrue, a lot of things that were defamation. Some of you guys even been telling me, yo, Omar, she probably used her credentials with the Biden administration to dig up some information about you that should not have been dug out without a warrant. Now, I'm not gonna sue Janet Singh because she's a broke asshole. That article that she wrote about me 2 years ago, and again, thanks to a user on MGTOW TV for digging up that article for me. I did not even know about it until yesterday. In that article, guys, you can clearly tell she was using all the buzzwords from 2 years ago, hoping that her Zionist masters would be like, hey, baby mama, here's a little something, something. Now, what makes Janet Singh and Kamala Harris so dangerous is that they're both Indian, okay? You see, Indian people have an inferiority complex to white people, okay? The ultimate goal for Indians is white people. That is their ultimate goal, to have white children. Now, I've known guys out there who are half white, half Indian. They don't look that good to begin with. Indians worship white people, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? Her name is Janet Singh. White people don't want Indian DNA. Unless a white girl is so low value, so mentally unwell, or she's just in it for money, white people want to have nothing to do with Indian people. In fact, I myself don't want to have anything to do with Indian people, you know? So, what does that tell you? Nobody wants anything to do with Indian people. Now, I remember more than 10 years ago, I was watching Scrubs or something like that. Well, I wasn't watching it. I just caught a glimpse of it on the TV. It was one of those comedy doctor shows. Again, it could have been Scrubs for all I know. And the Indian guy, and you know, there was a patient and then the Indian doctor, and the patient is like, hey, I want a Jew doctor. And the Indian is like, we Indians are the new Jews. So this is why the Jews are now letting Indian people into the West, because Indian people, because of their inferiority complex, they'll do anything and everything to be accepted by white people. And if that means they have to sign a contract with Satan, they'll do it. If that means they have to cheat, steal, murder, whatever it takes for Indian people to be accepted by white people, they're gonna do it. Now, the problem here is Indian people will never ever be accepted by white people, at least not the WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, okay? Those are not gonna accept Indian people. Hell, I don't wanna accept fucking Indian people, okay? Now, here's the problem. Now, you guys remember when I was in Washington, D.C. a couple of months ago, I told you I made a video by the Ukrainian embassy where I saw a Indian girl who was light-skinned, looked like she was a Latina, and she had this white, nerdy Chad. She was hanging off his arm. She was on cloud nine. That Indian girl, she was happy. Now, for those of you who don't know, the DMV, which stands for DC, Maryland, Virginia, it's all fucking ethnic people. It's all Indians, all Arabs, okay? That's what the DMV is, okay? I know some of you guys are thinking DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, that's filled with black women. You know, that's another thing we're going to talk about a little bit in this video, is black women. But DC, Maryland, Virginia, it's all fucking ethnic people. It's all Indians, it's all Arabs, okay? And again, this Indian girl, she had a white nerdy Chad. She was hanging off his arm, And as far as he was concerned, that was his Tuesday date, you know. She was nothing to him, even though in her brain she's like, this is the this is my husband, this is the father of my children. I finally got White Zaddy. To White Zaddy, she was just Tuesday, or the girl, you know, Tuesday day, not Tuesday night, you know. So the problem here, guys, and this is a problem with inferior women, like Indians, blacks, and to a certain degree Arab women, okay? The problem here with Indians and black women is that White Zaddy is their ultimate goal, okay? They all want White Chad. Now, this is where black woman and Indian woman differ. This is what makes Indian woman so damn dangerous. You see, with white, with black woman, because black woman are so fucking ugly, they know the chances of them getting with White Zaddy are non-existent, okay? So in a way, black woman made peace with the fact that they're not gonna have white kids, okay? The very few black women out there who don't accept the fact that they can't get White Zaddy and they chimp out, worst case scenario, they shoot you in the face for not giving them an extra pack of, I don't know, mayonnaise with their chicken tenders, you know. I know some of you guys out there are saying, yo, Amr, that's pretty damn horrible if black women are gonna shoot you in the face for not giving them a pack of ketchup. Well, solution is, don't live with black people, you know. You see me living with black people? Hell to the no, I don't, okay? So, here's the problem with Indian women, okay? And this is actually the reason why they're trying to pass off Comebucket Harris as black, okay? It's not because they want the black vote, okay? Let's get that out in the open right now, right here. They're not passing Comebucket Harris off as black because they want the black vote. This is the real reason why they're passing off Comebucket Harris as black and not Indian. Indian woman, because they actually do stand a chance, granted it's a very small chance to get with White Zaddy, they have false hope. You see, guys, I've said this before and I am gonna say it again. The worst thing you can give somebody is false hope. This is why I like the black pill, okay? The black pill says, if you're a fugly looking motherfucker, just stay home, play video games, do Uber, maybe get on disability if you can, and eat chicken tendies until the day you meet God, okay? See, if you give somebody inferior false hope and they go out and they not only fail, but miserably fail, it's actually going, see, the last thing a person wants is to, there's a difference between thinking you're a loser and knowing you're a loser, okay? Big difference, okay? This is why the black pill is so important for a lot of young, fugly looking men out there, okay? It's better for you to be thought of as a loser than it is for you to go out and actually get proven to be a loser, okay? So, Indian women like Comebucket Harris and Janet Singh, because they think that they might have a chance with White Zaddy, they go out there and they give it a try and they fail miserably. You see, White Zaddy is not going to go out with Shaniqua, Shinani, Yolanda, Tiandra. I never ever saw White Zaddy or even a decent looking white dude with Shinani, okay? Now, a white guy will go out with an Indian girl. A White Zaddy will go out with a decent looking Indian girl. But at the end of the day, she's his slow Tuesday night or something of that sort. So, these Indian women who've been sleeping around with White Zaddy, getting rejected by White Zaddy, seeing that White Zaddy finally found a Stacy or even a Becky Light, and now he's simping for her when this Indian chick was simping for White Zaddy all along, that ends up destroying her soul, okay? You guys take Comebucket Harris for example. Comebucket Harris has been busting it wide open since the 90s. and all cum bucket hair is slept with is black men. Why? Because black men have no standards. Black men will literally fuck anything. So that's why cum bucket hair is slept with black men, so she can get power and use and abuse black men. Coincidentally, this is why she made it her policy in California to make sure that black men stay in prison as long as possible. Trust and believe, cum bucket Harris hated sleeping around with black men. She felt that she deserves white zaddy, okay? Now at the end, who did cum bucket Harris marry? She married a fugly looking Jew, okay? Who has autistic looking kids. You think that's what cum bucket Harris wanted? No. Cum bucket Harris wanted Leonardo DiCaprio. She wanted Brad Pitt. She wanted white zaddy, but at the end, she slept with a bunch of black dudes, and then she got with a Jewish troll. And the only reason that dirty Jew is with her is so pretty much the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, can effectively rule America. Now, women like cum bucket Harris, who are so promiscuous and so hungry for this materialistic world, when they sell their soul and they sleep around like that, they end up getting taken over by evil jinns, okay? Now, in Christianity, they say, oh, you can drive out the evil spirits, or the devil made me do it. Guys, in Islam tells us, Shaitani waswasa sadur an-nas. Satan only whispers in the chest of people. Satan cannot force you to do anything against your will. Now, people like cum bucket Harris, when they just become so degenerate, they literally open themselves to be taken over by Satan, okay? Now, a lot of people out there, they say, and even included myself at one point, okay? You know, we thought that this whole CERN experiment was to bring evil jinns into this world. Guys, to bring evil jinns into this world, all you have to do is just go up to a woman like cum bucket Harris and just take over her body, and that's it. You know, mission accomplished. So when cum bucket Harris becomes president, and I am 70% certain she will be president, you are pretty much ruled by Satan at that point, okay? At that point, when cum bucket Harris becomes president, that's it. It's over. It's over for America. It's only going to be a matter of time before the collapse, before World War III happens, okay? So, this video, guys, is about understanding the mentality of Indian women who have a false sense of hope simply because another Indian girl did it. Like, for example, that Indian girl I saw in DC with the white zaddy, the reason she's light skin is because fucking Alexander the Great raped her grandmother, okay? Not all Indians were fortunate enough to be raped by Alexander the Great, okay? So, this is why you get some Indian people out there who are light-skinned, they look Latinas, you know, they can pass off as almost white, really, and then you get Indians out there who make Yogi Obs look like fucking Chad, okay? That's the damn problem. That's the problem. They're like, well, we got some white in us, and they think to themselves, well, we might have a white gene in us. No, you really don't, you know? Like the light skin Pakistanis, their white gene is because they were raped by fucking Alexander the Great, I don't know what, 2,000, 2,500 years ago, and they kept their genes within the same tribe, okay? But if you're a dark-skinned Indian, you're a fugly-looking Indian like Janet Singh, sorry, you don't have the white gene in you. And because you don't have the white gene in you, white people just don't want you. It's the same thing with cum bucket Harris, you know? Cum bucket Harris is not attractive to white zaddy. And because she's not attractive to white zaddy, She is going to ruin the whole damn world while cackling. When Cumbucket Harris cackles, that's demonic, dudes. That's the evil djinn inside of her. You guys gotta understand this really good. Cumbucket Harris is overtaken by an evil djinn. No, there is no exorcism. You guys need to understand. That woman invited an evil djinn to take over her body. Okay? That evil djinn is gonna be now in charge of America, assuming she wins the election, which she will, 70% chance she's gonna win, okay? When she does win, guys, I want you to understand that's gonna be the end of America right there. You are dealing with an evil djinn at that point. And like I said before, the purpose of evil djinns is to destroy mankind. They're not here to help us. They're here to destroy us. They're not... Damn, I want to go to sleep. No, I don't want to go to sleep. What the hell am I talking about? Where's my... I had an energy drink here somewhere. Anyways, I'm good. So the point of the evil djinns is to make sure we go to the hellfire, okay? They want us destroyed. And Cumbucket Harris is a perfect example of that. Janet Singh is a perfect example of that. She is desperate to be accepted by white people. And every now and then, white people, just to give her that high, just to give her that false expectation, white people will let her talk. I mean, Shane here on MGTOW TV did what he's good at. He found a couple of videos of her talking, and she's talking to like a white dude, and the white dude is like, this bitch is fucking crazy. But that's the thing, you know, white dudes will give women like that a platform every now and then just to give this woman the idea that, well, if you accept Satan hard enough, smart enough, long enough, eventually we will accept you, eventually we're gonna give you money, eventually we're gonna give you fame. You see, Janet Singh, she looks at Cumbucket Harris, and she's like, you know what? I could be president one day too. So all these people out there, all these women out there, they are literally selling their souls to Satan with the hopes of becoming president so one day they can get white Zaddy. This whole evil thing, whether it's Janet Singh, whether it's Cumbucket Harris, it all stems from the fact that they can't get white Zaddy. If these girls got white Zaddy when they were young, they would be happy mothers taking care of their children or even grandchildren at this point, in the case of Cumbucket Harris. But because they couldn't get white Zaddy, they had to invite an evil spirit into them so they can get white Zaddy. And you know what, at the end of the day, they're really not gonna get white Zaddy. You look at J.D. Vance. You know, J.D. Vance is married to Apooja. Like Martin Goldberg said, as far as we know, J.D. Vance can be a flaming homosexual, and Pooja is like, yeah, that's my wife right there. Guys, let me tell you something, dudes. Look, I grew up in the Muslim community. I know there are some fine-looking Indian, Pakistani, Afghanistani women out there because, again, Alexander the Great raped your mama. But would I take a typical short, brown, fugly looking Indian girl like Janet Singh? Hell no, I won't. So these women, they know that. They know that no man of value who's white Zaddy will take them, okay? This is why they invite wicked spirits inside of them, because they believe that these wicked spirits are eventually gonna give them access to white Zaddy, when in reality those wicked spirits are simply using this woman to overall ruin mankind. See, going back to fucking Shaniqua, worst case with Shaniqua, she's gonna shoot you in the face because you didn't give her a fucking pack of ketchup, okay? Solution, don't deal with black people. That's all there is to it, okay? Now, in the case of people like Janet Singh and Cumbucket Harris, They will destroy your town, city, county, state, and federal government, okay? Now, me, personally, I want Cam Bucket Harris to be president. Because once Cam Bucket Harris becomes president, that's it. It's only a matter of time America falls. And I told you this before, and I'm going to say this again. The conquest of Washington, D.C. will be the same as the conquest of Mecca. Okay? Men are going to go MGTOW. MGTOW is power. There will be a quantum shift of power. And then that's when the MGTOW men will be able to march on to Mecca or D.C. and be the victors. And the fact that we're going to have a female president, like the Prophet Muhammad said, no nation led by a woman will ever be victorious. I know some of you guys out there are going to get smart and say, well, didn't the UK have a female president or something? Didn't Germany have a chancellor, Angela Merkel? Yeah, look at how well their countries are doing, right? So, Cam Bucket Harris is going to be the epitome of female fail, okay? So, with this known, dudes, I want you to understand there's going to be a 70% chance Cam Bucket Harris will win. And I'm saying this from an Islamic perspective, okay? Cam Bucket Harris is pure evil. Even Sticks and Hammer said she's going to be worse than Hillary, because at least Hillary probably had 40 more IQ points on top of fucking Cam Bucket Harris, okay? So, Cam Bucket Harris will destroy America. They just have, you know, all you guys out there who read that article that Janet Singh wrote about me, MGTOW TV, Sandman, TFM, you guys can just feel the hate, the anger, the resentment. And we don't know who the fuck this girl is. I didn't go after her. I didn't know Janet Singh existed until a viewer of mine showed me the article yesterday. And it's been over 2 years. I don't know about this girl. I don't care about this girl. I never did anything to that girl. But the amount of hate, the amount of vitriol, the amount of just pure anger that she came after me with, this just goes to show you the type of person she'd be if she is in any position of power. And I've seen a couple of videos that Shane sent to me of her lecturing. It's like, is this bitch is fucking crazy? This bitch is demented. It's, see, there's a reason why the Jews are keeping Cam Bucket Harris out of the spotlight, okay? They know if you guys were to take a couple of minutes looking at Cam Bucket Harris, you guys are gonna be like, something, this woman is not normal. There is something fundamentally, radically, inherently, and quite frankly, irreparable with Cam Bucket Harris, okay? This is why Trump is, guys, you need to understand, Trump is fucking in on it, okay? The Kennedys are fucking in on it, okay? They're all fucking in on it. Even Rumble is in on it, okay? This whole Tumble dude who got Telegram, shit like that, they're all in on it, dude. The Persians are in on it. The Russians are in on it. You know, now according to Nomad Capitalist, you know, the Russians are offering a visa if you pledge to sign that you're not woke. Come on, dudes. Russians are in on it. Persians are in on it. The Arabs, you know, they're really in on it. Everybody's in on it, dudes. I mean, there is no cavalier. The cavalier is not coming. The cavalry. I don't know how to pronounce it. I forgot. It was such a long time since I studied history. Whatever the case is, the cavalry, the army ain't gonna come in and save us, okay? So, you guys out there need to understand, like TFM said, somebody, not me, guys, that somebody is going to be me and you. And like I said, all we can do is do what the Prophet Muhammad did. The Prophet Muhammad spent 13 years in Mecca preaching. That's all he did. Then when he was ordered to go to Medina, he went to Medina, and there he spent 9 years building his community, okay? And in those 9 years, that's when God had that quantum shift happen where the power went from Mecca to Medina. And again, power equals miqtaw. Miqtaw is power. This is why the government does not want miqtaw to be known at all. Like, I honestly feel sorry for what's her name. I feel sorry for Janet Singh because she thought that hit piece she wrote about me, she thought that her Zionist masters were going to give her a raise and money and all sorts of glory, but in reality, the comment, she didn't even have a comment on that page, and that page has been there for over 2 years. She doesn't even have a single comment, you know. The people who probably seen that that section, they probably were like, shit, this is miqtaw, this is where I need to be, man. So in a way, I do feel sorry for Janet Singh because she, you know, that girl like went through my entire video catalog. She transcribed everything I said. She looked up my comment section going back God knows how many years. You know, that bitch did a lot of work to make me look bad. And at the end, the Jews were like, yeah, no, we're not gonna put miqtaw on blast because, you know, the guys are gonna go to miqtaw. And there is no comments in her section, comment section, because, you know, the people who actually saw that article, they probably went over to miqtaw and became full-blown miqtaws by now. So at the end of the day, guys, miqtaw is power. Miqtaw cannot be stopped. This is why they got Fresh and Fit. This is why they got Andrew Tate. This is why they got Hamza. They got these guys out there, Tucker Carlson, fucking Russell Brand, that dirty Jew, Ben Shapiro. All these are Jordan Peterson. All these are people whose job is to get you off the mark. Let's say the mark is right there, right? Let's say I'm aiming right there, right? Well, the point of these CIA assets like Andrew Tate and Fresh and Fit is to make you, instead of shooting straight, a little bit off. You know, if you're shooting, you know, a target straight and you shoot off like this, even though you came within a feet or something, it doesn't matter, you know. Imagine you're trying to shoot a deer and instead of shooting it in the heart, you shot a little bit, you know, off, right? The deer got away. It's as if you never shot to begin with. And this is why, again, I cannot stress this enough, this is why the Jews do not want miqtaw TV exposed, because a lot of guys are going to be like, shit, there's a name to what I'm doing. Not only is there a name to this, these people actually have a plan laid out for me. And again, that plan is get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, okay? Until the collapse happens. And again, collapse is going to probably be nuclear war. The collapse in Arabic is known as Malhama. It's known as apocalypse in English. It's gonna be big. It's gonna be bad, okay, guys? Until that happens, here in America, don't do anything, dudes. The only thing you should be doing here in America that I am doing is to form political parties. And I'm going to tell you why. You see, after the Malhama, there will be survivors. There will be remnants of a civilization. Now, the $1 trillion question is, who the fuck is going to help us rebuild after the Malhama, aka the apocalypse, okay? You don't want some fucking Goy rebellion or anything like that. This is why I'm saying let's start now by putting MGTOW in a position of authority. That way, when the collapse happens, the Democrats, the Republicans are all gone, and we are the last men standing, God willing, of course, people will look up to us to lead them. Okay, again, until the collapse happens, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Also, at the same time, form political parties, political affiliations. That way, when the collapse happens, we are in a position of power. Again, I cannot stress this enough, guys. A lot of guys out there, they're going MGTOW. They have no idea that they're going MGTOW. And trust and believe, when they find out about MGTOW TV, they're going to be like, oh shit, these guys have spent over a decade writing the proper plans and protocols and fundamentals for what needs to be done. Okay? This is why the Jews don't want to shed any light on the skies. I never had a problem with the government because of MGTOW TV. I travel in and out of the country, no problem. I didn't have anybody knock on my door like, hey man, can we talk to you for a few seconds? That's because they know. They know if I get any sort of problem from MGTOW TV, I'm gonna whoop up my smartphone and I'm gonna be like, oh, hey guys, the government is now cracking down on me because of MGTOW, okay? They don't want that, okay? You know, now when they put that guy behind Telegram on blast, people are going to be like, who's this guy? What's he doing? See, if the Jews put me on blast, people are going to be like, oh, shit, this guy was there with Mossad and CIA. And Aaron Cohen was telling him exactly what's going to happen, even though Aaron Cohen thought I was a dumb Ahmed. He didn't know that I understood a little bit of Hebrew. He didn't know that I was closer to him than fucking Ahmed the fucking, I don't know, sand nigger. He didn't know that, you know? So when the Goyim find all this out, they're going to be like, oh shit, dudes. You know, the Jews, they don't want that. Like Sandman said, they'd much rather have us be swept under the carpet. Nobody knows anything about us, you know, and I don't know, you know. At the end of the day, guys, we need political power. At the end of the day, like the Prophet Muhammad did, we need to preach. We need political power. To a certain degree, guys, you can still form a MGTOW party. You guys need to understand, not everybody is in on it. Not everybody is Kumbucket Harris evil, okay? Vast majority, I would probably say 97-98% of Americans out there. And the reason why I don't say, you know, more than 97% is because the Jews make up 2% of the population, and then another 1% is their Goy minions. So 97% of Americans, they just want to clock in, clock out, go home, maybe get some DoorDash or stop at a food truck like mine to get their food and do it all over again the next day, okay? They're not, 97% of American people, they're not in on it, okay? So when we form a MGTOW political party, the person who's going to be looking over the paperwork, they don't care. They just want to fucking get out of the office, have the least amount of work, and that's it. They don't care if the name of the party is MGTOW, whatever. They don't give a fuck, okay? And we should take advantage of that while the vast majority of people out there generally don't care, okay? So that's my video for you guys. I'm really hoping that Kumbucket Harris becomes president. You know, if she does, you know, it's going to be really bad. And I have no idea how bad it's going to get, you know. If she becomes president, is it going to be bad within 3 months? Is it going to be bad within 2 years? I don't know. All I know is it's going to have to get really bad, guys. It's going to have to get really bad. And the reason why it has to get really bad is that there's a lot of people out there like Janet Singh. There's a lot of wicked, evil people out there that need to go. Now, how are these people gonna go? That's for God to know and me not to give a flying fuck. All I know is God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahun Yorisur Ard. My slaves who are righteous are gonna inherit the earth. Obviously, Janet Singh is not one of them. So when Alam Abba comes, Alam Abba is Hebrew for the world to come. When Alam Abba comes under the command of the Son of Mary, that's Jesus. For those of you who don't know any better, people like Janet Singh cannot be on this planet anymore. Now, again, that's for God to do whatever the F he wants and for me not to care. All I care about is getting my money right, getting the fuck out of the West, fucking hot bitches, and starting political parties and movements here in America. That way, when the collapse happens, we're gonna be in the forefront of it all. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. Once Kamala Harris becomes president, that's it. It's over for America. Democrats, Republicans, IRS, all this, it's over for them. So when we need to rebuild, somebody has to be in the forefront. This is where us MGTOWs come in. Guys, like TFM said, somebody, not me. The cavalry, if I'm pronouncing it right, the cavalry is not coming. Donald Trump is not our superstar. Putin is not our superstar. Ayatollah is not our superstar. Our only superstar is going to be us. Anyways, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.